Funding for WBUR comes from MathWorks, creators of MATLAB and Simulink software, accelerating the pace of engineering and science. Learn more at MathWorks.com.
3 days after Tropical Storm Irene, tens of thousands of people here in Massachusetts are still without power. Floodwaters are receding, but there are still a few roads closed in the western part of the state. Many communities are delaying the start of the school year, such as the case in the city of Marlborough, where a school was supposed to open today. As WBUR's Sean Bowditch reports, Irene had another plan.
When you walk through the halls of Francis Kane Elementary School, what you hear says it all. Nothing. No talking, no laughing, no yelping, just echoey halls. In the aftermath of Irene, the school was converted into an emergency shelter. So in came the generator and the bottled water, and away went the pencils.
All of the various pieces of operations just had to kind of go on hold while we took care of the most immediate needs. So it takes a little bit of time to get it back up and operating.
That's school principal Kirk Gibbons. School schedules had to be adjusted, meetings pushed back, and parents informed. Not an easy task, Gibbons says.
Many phones don't work, and you can't charge the cell phones. So you do what you can when you can and make sure that you're answering phones.
Now, 3 days later, Irene is still having her way. Ann Kinslow is putting groceries away in her spacious suburban home. In the next room, the family's pet tropical birds squawk and flutter in a big white cage. Anne has 4 kids in the Marlborough school system.
The kids are happy. They're excited. They have an extra week off, so that's been good for them.
But not so for Anne.
We're all pretty much frustrated at this point. I mean, nobody's angry because you can't really help the way things are.
Anne Kinslow isn't the only parent itching to get their kids off to school. Valerie Steinman and her 12-year-old daughter Madison are soaking up the morning sun in front of a coffee shop. Because her daughter's school program was reworked over the summer, they've been particularly antsy to get going.
This year, we really want to get in for that open door day where we get to meet the teachers. We really need to know the schedule. We really need to know about the sports. So we all kind of feel like we're in a holding pattern.
For other parents, finding a babysitter suddenly became a problem. Lisa Orentlich stepped in to help a friend who had no one to look after her child.
She has to work today, so it's been difficult for her just finding an extra week of childcare. But so I've been helping them out.
But while some parents are sweating it out, kids like 10-year-old Brianna Condry are psyched.
Sometimes I need a break from the teachers, and this gives me a break.
A longer break, right?
A longer break. It gives me a longer break.
What Brianna may be forgetting is a longer summer now means a shorter one next year. For 90.9 WBUR, I'm Sean Bowditch.
Marlborough schools will be open next Tuesday.